This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. Last name is Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Date of birth is 7/14/1956. Date of evaluation is 12/14/2023. HBI history page, complete psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make medical decisions, history of present illness. This is a 67 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 12/13/2023 upon transfer from Beaumont Hospital, Farmington Hills. Patient's chart indicates that he has stage 4 metastatic lung disease with mets to brain. Staff reports that patient scored 6 out of 15 on BIMS, B-I-M-S, and reports that he is confused period. Patient was referred to a hospice. Upon discharge from the hospital, he was calm during my evaluation, which was done via telepsychiatry. He knew that he has stage 4 lung cancer. Here he complained that his foot hurts. He talked about feeling dizzy and history of falls. He thought it's January 2014. He knew Biden as a president, but he could recall only 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. He kept on attributing his problems to quote, "When I fell from Belle Isle Bridge, I bumped my head," unquote. His responses to questions were sometimes irrelevant. He vaguely admits to hallucinations, but was not able to elaborate. And kept on going back to the incidents when he fell from Belle Isle Bridge. He denied any past history of psychiatric problems. He's not on psychotropic medications. He could not tell me what medications he's taking. He did talk about history of taking Percocet and smoking weed. He talked about his niece and believes that she will make decisions for him if something happens to him. Next paragraph, he reported that he was born in Chicago. He claims to have only fourth grade education. He stated that he was on, quote, "soul train," unquote, when he was young, and did some kind of work as a machinist. He denies any intent or plans to harm himself and talked about, "I just want to," quote, "live my life," unquote. Next paragraph, no known history of OCD, PTSD, or Next paragraph, review of systems, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-reported, neurologic, dizziness, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of suicide attempts, no, prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, fourth grade per patient, current occupation, worked as a machinist, relationship, current relationship, reports he's married, number of children, none, legal issues not known. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, view collateral form, a chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 113 over 67, pulse 78, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, weakness, gait not tested, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought processes, periods of confusion, associations concrete, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be actively hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, patient thought he was in a hospital and the date is January 2014, memory recent impaired, he could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, attention poor, fund of knowledge poor, judgment and insight limited. Next paragraph, medications under current medication CMAR, no psychotropic medications. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, encephalopathy, unspecified G93.40. Number two, delirium due to known physiological condition F05. Under disposition, notify service of any persistent changes in mood, behaviors, or any new concerns. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period, patient has stage 4 metastatic lung cancer. Next paragraph, patient exhibits ongoing confusion, limited insight. Yeah, he does not seem to be aware of what treatments are recommended. And is unable to provide coherent information. He seems to lack capacity to make informed decisions at this time. Consider guardianship and or activation of power of attorney. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 99305, end of dictation.